Hey everybody, Simon Rettner here. Welcome to the Checkout Podcast. Before we get to our live concert with Haley Neiswanger, recorded at Berklee College of Music, just wanted to hip you to a few items on our website, wbgo.org, our new edition of My Music with Nubaya Garcia, saxophonist from Great Britain, that's combining jazz with UK's sound system culture. Get to know her and her brilliant mix of sound. We have a new Take 5 article featuring Dan Weiss's jazz metal project, a beautiful song from the Portuguese singer Sarah Serpa, and new music from the pianist Brad Meldow playing the music of Bach. And just recently, we had the pianist Alfredo Rodriguez, repped by Quincy Jones. He arranges one of Jones's classic songs, Michael Jackson's Thriller, a performance that we taped and shot with video in our studio and that you have to see on our website at wbgo.org. And now as we take you to Boston with Haley Neiswanger, I would also like to say the saxophonist and her band Mason comes to Brooklyn at the National Sawdust Theater Saturday, March 24th, part of the venue's second anniversary, showcasing young artists, part of a program called Revolution Volume 25. Now on with the show. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to another edition of the Checkout Live at Berklee College of Music, Cafe 939 Red Room, where we will be celebrating one of its distinguished alumnus, a saxophonist born and raised in Portland, Oregon, nominated 5 consecutive years in the Downbeat Critics Poll, and now is based in Brooklyn, just released a record last year, Interbee, an extended suite. Mason, she's working on another project, and she has a formidable band with her. I'm Simon Rettner for the Checkout. I would love for you to give a warm welcome to Haley Neiswanger. Joining her, Andrew Renfro on guitar, Axel Logart on keys, David Frazier on drums, Nakara Warren on vibes, and Aaron Liao, bass, guitar, and synth. Thank you. Nicewanger. Haley, Nicewanger. That's nice.
Thanks.
I'm sure people have told you you play nice.
Thanks, yeah.
Class of 2011.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Portland, Oregon. Now, what? Now lives in New York City.
I do.
Distinguished alumnus of this prestigious school, Berklee College of Music.
Yes, proud alumni.
And I spoke to one anonymous source backstage, won't name names, that think you've grown a lot in the most recent years.
And, thank you.
Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, I would. I appreciate that.
And so this project is called Maison, and I understand it's inspired by the teachings of one particular individual. Who is that?
Well, I would say my most influential non-musical influence would be Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a Vietnamese Buddhist monk, and his teachings on the interdependent nature of reality and all of our interconnectedness has been huge in my development of how deeper I can go with music and what it really means to me and what I want to vibrate to the rest of the world.
The recording is called Interbe and Maison, and I understand Maison is sort of in reference to this teacher.
Yes, in two parts. So Thich Nhat Hanh refers to the sun as being our second heart. It is the heart we all share outside of our bodies. Without this sun, we could not exist. The rest of the earth could not exist. And so to that, we are for eternity, as long as the sun is thriving, connected. And my middle name is May, so that's where the May comes from, May Sun. And I really wanted to go by a different name for this band because I felt like I was in a new place for me personally. And I do still write for my quartet and my funk projects as my name, Haley Nicewanger, but with this, I wanted to take forward as more of a collective name, as something that could be represented by everyone here in the group and that everyone in the world could connect with, too.
So if you were then to take the teachings of Thich Nhat Hanh and apply it to how it informs you as an artist, as a musician specifically, is there one lesson that you can distill for us that informs us about your sound through his teachings?
Sure. So as I mentioned, this interconnected nature of reality, I love to use visualization in my everyday life. I like to lay down and visualize myself becoming a cloud and raining down and then becoming the rain and then transferring to the river and transferring to the roots and the trees and then whatever else comes from that. I like to feel my own body as being eternal in all of that exists in this planet and the universe beyond. So I think it came for me to really let go into that and not be so boxed in by certain stereotypes or genres and to really free myself from that, not only as an improviser and a saxophonist, but as a composer too. And to really let myself feel that, but really to apply that as in not giving myself any roles or not going by any certain stigmas of what people might expect.
Well, I think her soprano sounds like a cloud.
Thank you.
Or a bolt of lightning.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Can be all of those things. Thank you so much for joining us. Again,
thank you.
Please give a healthy round of applause for her excellent band, including the amazing Nakara Warren, who is the granddaughter of Kenny Barron, I just
sure
learned.
Is.
Class of 2010. Is that right? Berklee College of Music as well. Amazing. And also Andrew Renfro on guitar. Axel Laugart on keys. David Frazier on drums. And Aaron Liao, bass, synth, guitar. Please, more music.
Thank you.
Haley Neiswanger. Give it up. Andrew Renfro. Axel Laugard. David Frazier Jr. Aaron Liao. And Nicara Warren, of course, on Vibes. So I look at you here with all these pedals on the floor, with your soprano next to me. Andrew has his own pedals. Behind me, Axel, he's just on synth. That's just what he does. David Frazier, he's got even an electro drum kit here. What's up, Nicara? Where's your nothing?
Some time. I'm talking to some time. People, you know?
You're working on it?
That was something. We're going to set it up.
So in your process into becoming inter-B, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can use that as a verb, do you become closer to the natural elements by plugging in?
So what I think that this does for me, because we obviously are still, we're like acoustic meets electric. This is still a saxophone that I am creating vibrations through. I think what happens for me here is more exploration. I am able to reach different like personalities, different elements that I can find with adding some electronic effects. That's been really fun to explore, and I think that's a primary thing with music, is you need to have a great time doing it and ever exploring different realms that you're unfamiliar with. This is still very new to me. But yeah, I feel a touch of being able to mimic sounds that I might not be able to just mimic acoustically on the saxophone.
Very cool. So we're going to be hearing some new music, some premieres on the horizon. And by the way, thank you everyone for joining us worldwide the web for the checkout.
Thank you so much.
Jazz.org, WBGO.org. She has a gig coming up, the National Sawdust Theater, an amazing venue in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That if you happen to be in New York City, definitely you should come check her out. But what is this new music that is on the horizon?
This next volume, well, we're going by each phase here. So next is volume two. And this one is called Release. And it's really been a process for me of letting go to things that do not quite serve me, or maybe being stuck in a place and needing to get out of that place, and using this next composition of this suite to get there and to feel that and go even deeper into letting go. So that's where I'm at with this new one. And we will be recording it this spring. And so new release on the horizon for that. Yeah,
very
but
exciting.
We're just going to play half of it here tonight. So
just
you'll have to wait for the other half.
Teaser. Well, thank you so much,
and thank you.
Thank you everyone for joining us on the checkout for WBGO.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stronger. Give it up. Inter B, we thank her so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us on this edition of The Checkout Live at Berklee College of Music. And if you want to hear the show again, well, this is going to be archived on our website, wbgo.org, checkoutjazz.org. I'd like to give a special thanks to everybody that makes this event possible, namely Rob Hayes and Michael Borghita, but also Ken Schiffman, Reggie Loftman, and Berklee Video Services. Thank you for shooting video for us. The Burn, Tony Brown, and of course, David Tallickson on the music mix, the VP of operations at WBGO. And we are all so delighted and excited to see how your career progresses.
Thank
Haley,
you.
You have quite a sound up here. I think everyone in the audience agrees with that as well.
And, thank you.
Why don't you take us out? What
okay.
are we going to leave us with?
Yeah, we're going to surprise you here, something.
I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.
Thank you.
We thank Haley Neiswanger and her band for being our special guest for the Checkout Live at Berklee. And if you're just hearing this show, you can actually watch this performance on our website, the whole concert, including songs not heard on this podcast, the entire show archived on our website at wbgo.org. Check out jazz.org. And if you liked all of this music, I know I was particularly moved by her show at Berklee College of Music. You can see her in Brooklyn coming to the National Sawdust Theater Saturday, March 24th, part of the venue's second anniversary, showcasing young talent called The Revolution. Again, March 24th, that's a Saturday. And keep up to date to everything we do here on the show by following us on social media at Checkout Jazz, that's our Twitter handle, at WBGO, The Checkout from WBGO on Facebook, which is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.